safe.
Won't be here long. We just went up to the trash compactor thing and heading back home. Send her to you.
Little cooler this morning. Hadn't been out yet, but I know the heat's been coming on pretty regularly since about 5 a.m., I guess. It's going to be a beautiful day otherwise, though.
Now, honey, out here really is. There's a pretty good line at the compactor this morning. We should have got up there earlier. It's a bit chilly out there yet. But... Oh, Jerry, we don't have any big plans for today. And, I think Bernice is going to do some work in the chicken pen on the solids in there. And then, I seen some leaves out in the pasture. I might blow a little bit, but my back's hurting pretty bad this morning. So we'll just wait till it warms up a little bit for this old man.
It's kind of creaky this morning. I got out of bed. We were in Harwell and went to Royston yesterday to do some stuff, and we were gone. We left about 10 or about 11 o'clock, I guess, and got back around 2:30 or 3, but driving all over the place, and those back roads just takes a little bit out of me. I was pretty tired yesterday. We drive some, but we were having to do some stuff for our parents and grandparents' graves, get something up for the holidays, and that's kind of an annual or semi-annual trip other than going to the doctor over there. It's interesting going back through the hometown to see how things have changed. We don't go as often as we did before, but we go through it every once in a while anyway. Looks like we're going to have a little colder weather later in the week, but not going to be like the other folks.
A couple of days is in the 50s, and then tomorrow it's supposed to rain, I guess it is. And I heard on the weather that we were now an inch and a half above norm, so that's really good compared to what we had been, Jerry. And it had been in a drought, and I believe that, but you just got to take what you get. Well, we went to Spartanburg yesterday and blew some money and on the grandkids and went to Best Buy and Costco's and Sam's and did get a good buy on pork loin. It was 99 cents a pound. Guys, those things must be 3 foot long. So we picked up one for the daughter and one for us, but that's a lot of meat for about $9.98 or so, I think, was all it cost.
We had a small cut of pork loin for Thanksgiving instead of turkeys. Only just myself and the wife and my son comes in for Thanksgiving here. The rest of the folks go to their, because the son-in-law's family for Thanksgiving, and we all get together around Christmas a little bit after. So just three of us, instead of getting the turkey, we just got a pork loin. They had them on sale at Publix, and it was really good. It was really tender. It more than enough for us, and had a little few leftovers, too, without having a bunch of stuff. Just kind of a simple thing we used to put on a big feed years ago when the family was really big, but now everybody's spread out across the country, and like I said, we get together. I think we're getting together at sister-in-law's place in Duluth sometime after Christmas. Probably 15 or 18 of us there, but we used to do a big thing for Thanksgiving every year, but as I said, you know, the family's gotten a lot smaller and spread out, so we just have to get together maybe once a year instead of twice a year.
Well, we went down to the daughter's, and she had a feast. They smoked a turkey, and Bernice baked a turkey, and then they had prime rib, and it was really good, and then every kind of side dish you could imagine. So I tried not to gorge myself. You usually pay the penalty if you do, but my, it was hard. It was delicious. But yesterday we was busy the total day, clear up till I was getting ready to take a shower at 8:30, which is late for me, and then the daughter called and talked for about a half hour, and So, goodness, it was probably 9:30 before I even got in the shower, and it was a long day, Jerry, and so I'm paying the price. And so we stayed in bed a little bit longer this morning. Bernice got all the trash ready to go, and we hauled that up there, so we did accomplish one thing today anyways. So anyways, Jerry, we're pulled in the drive, and I usually catch Dave when he goes to the dump up there, but you caught me today. It's only 2 miles up there and back, so it's really handy. So maybe I'll catch you later in the day, and we'll have a better visit. And you take care and enjoy this beautiful weather. We're really thankful for it down here. It's a lot better than Kansas, let me tell you. And for DJC in 0TR 73, Jerry.
Hang on, Tom. I got to catch your phone call. Talk to you later. N4 DJC.
DJW Mobile.